Masechet Eduyot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Het, all produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael has to have different separations from it. Terumot, Uma'asrot, Teruma, the portion given to the Kohen has to be kept pure, and therefore a person who's Tameh is not allowed to touch it. Hachamim made a decree, and they said that even people who are pure have to do Netilat Gadayim, they have to wash their hands before they touch Teruma, because we're nervous that they maybe did not have hands that were pure, and if they touch Teruma with unwashed hands, then the Teruma is considered to be Tameh. Here we'll talk about a bean-like vegetable that's called Karshineh, or Karshinin, vetch, which is used to feed animals, and only Teruma has to be taken from it on a Drabanan level. Teruma usually has to be taken only from food that's eaten by human beings. This item over here, vetch, is therefore not obligated on a biblical level to have Teruma separated from it. But if there was famine or there was rough times going on, people would sometimes eat this type of plant. So therefore, the rabbi said that Teruma has to be taken from it. But since it's such a rare scenario, Hachamim said it's only on a basic level, and there are certain humrot, stringencies, that wouldn't apply to it. Teruma usually is not allowed to be fed to animals, but we say this type of teruma is allowed to be fed to the animals of a kohen. We'll have a machloket about this plant, Karshineh. Mishnah says, Karshineh teruma, this bean-like plant vetch, which is usually used for animals that we take teruma from, Bet Shammai Omrim Shorin, Veshafin betahara, says Bet Shammai, if you're soaking the vetch, your plan is to later on feed it to the animals, but right now it looks like you're using it, you're soaking it, or you're shafin, you're rubbing it on your skin. They would rub it on their skin in order to be used as a cleanser. So when that's being done, it has to be done betahara. It has to be done where his hands are washed before it touches it, just like ordinary tiruma, no difference. Uma achilin betuma, but if he's taking the vetch, the karshineh, and he's feeding it to his animals, that could be done with his hands impure. In other words, with his hands not washed. Since we don't usually use this type of plant to eat by human beings, when the animal is being fed it, there's no problem. It doesn't have to be guarded with that high level of tahara, and therefore that stringency would not apply. But when a person is using it in other ways, he's putting it on his skin or he's soaking it on his own, it looks like regular teruma, and if we have him do it with unwashed hands, people might make the mistake and think that regular teruma also could be handled with unwashed hands. So therefore, in this scenario, we obligate him to wash his hands beforehand. That's the opinion of Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel now argues on Bet Shammai. There's a basic rule when it comes to tum'ah that it can only be transferred over, it can only be prepared to become impure if it's wet with one of the seven liquids that we'll mention later on. One of those liquids is water. So Beit Hillel says, Beit Hillel omrim, shorin betahara, says Beit Hillel, when you're soaking the tiruma, you have to do it when your hands are tahor, your hands have to be washed first. Veshafin uma'achilin betuma, but if you're rubbing your skin with this vetch, or you're feeding it to your animal, your hands are allowed to be tameh. They do not have to be washed first. A person is allowed to use the vetch without washing his hands unless he's doing something with it that's going to make it wet. So for example, if he's soaking the vetch, that's part of what he wants to do, he has to wash his hands beforehand because he's preparing the vetch to become tameh when he is soaking it. So if his hands were impure at that point, he's going to make the vetch tameh. So therefore, you're doing two things. You're washing your hands and you're preparing the vetch to become soaked. And then once it's soaked, you're not going to make it tameh. So therefore, that's the reason when you're soaking, you have to wash your hands. But Shammai disagrees. Shammai omer, Shammai says, your person does not have to wash his hands at all before handling vetch. Ya'achelu sarid. But the vetch that he's feeding to the animal has to be done when it's only dry. A person is not allowed to use vetch in a way that's obvious that he's making it tameh. We said produce could become tameh once it's wet. So if a person is using wet vetch with unwashed hands, it's clear that he's making it tameh, and that's not allowed. But if the vetch is dry, it's not obvious that he's making it tameh because his hands are not wet. The item, the vetch, is dry. Therefore, he's not making it impure. So the rabbis in that scenario did not obligate him to wash his hands in that case. Rabbi Akiva omer, kol ma'asehem b'tum'ah, says Rabbi Akiva, the person is allowed to do all the different activities with vetch, with his hands being tamer, because he says the rabbis made no decree about this vegetable.